On a rocky beach in Iceland, two youngsters are on a mission of mercy. Inside their cardboard box, they have two orphans, fledglings plucked from the streets of town, baby puffins. The children of Heimay have been saving young puffins called pufflings for generations. In fact, at the end of the summer, releasing them by the hundreds to the safety of the sea has become a local tradition.
You have to save the birds. Well, if you don't do it, they die. They find it very exciting.
Exciting, obviously, for the kids who get to throw live birds into the air and watch them fly away. But no doubt it's a little nerve-wracking for the recently born pufflings. The problem for the pufflings is that when they are old enough, they leave their burrows in the cliffs and head out to sea. But the lights of the town confuse them. Instead of flying out to sea, they fly into town where they crash land and end up on the streets. That's where the puffling patrols come in. Each night, during the month of August, moms and dads lead troops of kids through town looking for wayward pufflings. They use flashlights to search the ground near buildings and streetlights. The pier is a particularly popular place.
Okay, guys, hey, look, it's there! It's there!
When a bird spotted, the kids rush to scoop it up and bring it in off the mean streets of Heimay for the night. It's hard work. The following day, all the birds that landed in friendly hands are transported to the seashore, pointed in the right direction, and given their flying orders. The kids seem to be having a great time. Apparently, there is a proper way to release the pufflings. First, the proper grip. Then, the right technique. With his wings free and flapping, the idea is to cock your arm like a quarterback and throw a short pass. Whether they swim to safety or fly off over the North Atlantic, one wonders what kind of impact all this has on the species as a whole. The world's largest Atlantic puffin colonies are found in Iceland, containing some 8 to 10 million birds. They're still flourishing, with a little help from some strong arms and big hearts.